Hey, hey, hey. This is your friendly neighborhood Frito Bandito. You can follow me at Twitter on rgonzalezrm. And today's episode 17 of Dollar to Deuces, we'll be going over weekly betting, player props, survivor pool, and we'll be doing it solo today. My man Nate had a late night at work up in his area. Some serious windstorms went through, and he's out there making sure he takes care of and make sure all the families out there have family for today and everything. So he was unable to join us today. So like I said, I will be going live today and going over today's episode of Dollars to Deuces. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Facebook. On our, we have two Facebooks, Toll Us the Titles and When a Family Breaks. You could also listen to us on Spotify. And as always, hit the like and subscribe button on YouTube. Throw us an Apple Podcast and iTunes review. You could also follow us on tollustotitles.com on our new website. We have a lot of great articles on there that the group puts together and everything. And you could also, we have links to all of our shows and episodes from there where you just jump on and just make sure that everything, go on there and see all our episodes and see all the fire news that we're dropping, all the great episodes that we're putting out. And patreon.com. Tier one, $3 per month. Get you involved in our Total List of Titles team group chat. Always good conversation in there. Tier two, $5 per month. Early access to the waiver wire episodes. An entry into our Frankenstein listener next year as we're going into our playoffs this week. It's second round of playoffs. Had a first week bye, so we'll see how everything goes this week, and stay tuned next week. We'll let you know how everything goes. You could also, you'll be part of the Toilets Tiles team group chat in tier number two. Tier number three is $10 per month. It's one-on-one roster analysis with any of the guys from Dollars to Deuces. If you need help during a draft, anything, just reach out to us. We got people 24/7 that here is available for to help you out in any way you can. You also get a free entry into our Frankenstein Listener League, still part of the Toilets Titles group, team group chat, and early access to waiver wire episodes when we start fresh again next season. So let's go ahead and jump in to this weekend of our NFL, man. It's playoff times if you're in fantasy league. Some of you guys might have started last week. Unfortunately, if you did and you had some buys, like me in one of my leagues, a majority of my players were on buys, so it didn't fare too well in that one. But we are in a few other ones, so great for me. I'm excited, ready to get some wins. Breaking news real quick. Just want to start out with the episode. Urban Meyer fired around midnight, around that time, overnight, Midnight Love. Got fired from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Didn't have the season he was expecting. With all the turmoil that happened, just wasn't a great season for a college coach coming out. The new Daryl Bevel will serve as the interim coach for the rest of the season. So, man, really sad for the Trevor Lawrence and just the way the season's gone and everything. They're going down the same path like my Raiders, man. Coach getting fired midseason and everything. That's a real hard thing to deal with for the NFL, for any NFL team and for any NFL players and everything. So hopefully this is a great move and everything. I want to say it is. Maybe they finish the season out strong with the last four games and everything, and kind of turn around and see what coach comes in this upcoming season and really gets that team back on track. So let's go ahead and jump into how we did last week between me and Nate. So I'm going to go over Nate's player props for last week. Then I'll jump into mine. Let's see where we're at here. So last week, Nate didn't have a good week. He went 0-5, just a bad week overall and stuff like that. He'll turn around this week with his picks. I'm sure he will. Always does a great job of picks. So his first prop, Kirk Cousins, zero, over 249.5 passing yards, as he missed on that with 216. Justin Jefferson, 90.5 receiving yards. He went over. Justin Jefferson only had 79 yards receiving. Did have a touchdown, but wasn't able to get over that 90-point mark. Raiders Chiefs under 48. Thought this would be a defensive battle, but it ended up being all Kansas City Chiefs as they went over the 57 with 57 points. Ravens and Browns, he took the under of 42, missed as they went over by 46. Just a bad way that game went. Lamar Jackson coming out, Huntley stepping in and everything. I mean, he did decent for stepping in the game and everything, but Browns end up winning that game on I can't think of his name. Defensive end had an awesome game and everything. 49ers Bengals took the over of 48 and a half. He missed barely as they scored 47 points, so went under and everything. So that was Nate's player props from week 14. Let's go over mine as I went 3-2. I also had Kissing Cousins over 254.5 passing yards. As like I said earlier, missed with is the only pass for 216. My other miss was Terry McLaurin over 4.5 receptions. Got a miss on this one. He got hurt beginning of the game. So he had zero receptions for the game and everything. So it always hurts when a player gets hurt and not able to finish a game on these player props. But look, that is part of the game. You just got to live with those choices. My hits, Lamar Jackson under 230.5 passing yards. I hit on that. I wish I could. I was take pride in that as saying that he, you know, had a game and just didn't do it. But he also got hurt too, as he only had 17 yards passing, and it was just one of those games where he got hurt. Supposedly, it's a high ankle sprain or an ankle sprain and everything, or knee. It might be knee if I'm remember correctly. But they're listing it day to day, so chances are he might not play this week and everything, and really hurts for those play. Teams that got Lamar Jackson, a lot of injuries out of this past weekend. Going into this week, a lot of COVID going on. I mean, it was real rampant this weekend. So make sure you check your lineups and everything and make those adjustments for the playoffs. My other hit, Josh Allen, I went over 287.5 passing yards. He hit as he passed for 308 yards. A lot of that was trash time, trying to catch up from Tampa Bay, just walloping them in the first half. You know, they made it a game, came back to take it into overtime. But Tom Brady, he was my other player prop, freaking stepped in at in overtime. I took the over on him at 314.5 passing yards as he hit and passed for 363. And I think the only reason why I hit was that pass that he made to Perriman in overtime for a touchdown. I don't know if, you know, a lot of you guys, I'm sure, follow NFL and everything. And with the passing of Demaryius Thomas over last week, that play right there was reminiscent of the pass Tim Tebow to Demaryius Thomas in overtime when they were playing. So I don't know if you remember that play from back in the game, but that was the exact same play that they did. And I don't want to say that was a tribute to Tom Brady giving to Demaryius Thomas, but it looked great the way that game ended. So let's jump into week 15 player props. And we'll go over Nate's first. So this week he will be taking Mike Williams, over 60 receiving yards. Keenan Allen's coming back this week. The game is tonight. So make sure you come in, watch the show tonight. Dash of DSS, they'll be going live tonight before the game. So make sure you jump on and check them out. Justin Herbert, over 16.5 rushing yards. Jonathan Taylor, over 19.5 receiving yards. That'll be a tough game as they'll be playing against the Patriots this weekend. He is taking the Jacobs and Chubb combined over 149.5 rushing yards. Kareem Hunt's going to be out, so it's going to be all Chubb. You know, Dean Ernest will be mixed in there too, but I can see this as being one of those easy hits between the two of them. A lot of COVID coming from the Browns camp. And I know Baker is going to be out. Maybe Jarvis Landry is going to be out, if I remember correctly. So this might be just an all-running game anyways and everything. Carr Hill should come in and do a little passing and everything, but they might try to keep this game on the ground just to kind of control the game and everything. So I like that player prop. His last player prop for week 15 is Bengals team TDs over 2.5 touchdowns. I like that. I like that a lot. Let's jump into mine. So mine this week, Travis Kelce, over 5.5 receptions. I don't think he had a good game last week, or maybe he did. I apologize. I didn't get to watch football this week due to work. But I see Travis Kelce going over 5.5. Jonathan Taylor, I am taking a little bit of action this weekend with the Patriots. Probably shouldn't, as they're going to focus on trying to shut down Jonathan Taylor, the Patriots I'm talking about. But I am going to take the combined yardage over 117.5 between rushing and receiving. I think this is something should easily be able to do. Look, I know they're going to try to shut him down in the running game, but he also makes his hay in the passing game too. So I could really see them taking advantage of him in the receiving game this weekend. Naheem Hines, he might be another player that you might look into, maybe DFS this weekend, in some of those leagues where he might have some injury issues or COVID issues. He might be a good play this week. I'm also taking the Raiders-Browns over 38.5. It might be a low-scoring game, but that's a low-scoring overall over and stuff, over and under score. So I'm also taking the Rams and Hawks over 45. I'm also taking the Bills and Panthers over 44.5. Now, I always go to DraftKings to get all my information and everything, and surprisingly enough, all the games over and unders this week were in the 40s. I didn't see a single one in the 50s, so it kind of fares to what's going on with the season. You know, a lot of injuries, a lot of COVID. It's the end of the season, cold weather coming in a lot of the games, and that's where you start seeing a lot of scoring, low scoring games. So those are our week 15 player props between me and Nate. Make sure you come back next week and check those out. Let's see what we got in here. We got Charlotte Kennedy. Charlotte, not really sure what you're going here. If you could clarify, vrar.tech. Thanks for coming on and for the show and support. Let's go ahead and jump in to our college pick'ems last week. So me and Nate, we there was only really a game we could kind of cover as far as what we picked and everything. It was the Army-Navy game. Army was favored 7.5 over Navy. I picked Army. I missed on that, as Navy did cover as they were plus seven and a half. The game was 17-13. Navy winning. Nate picked that one. So great job, Nate. Great pick on that one. We will not be doing any parlays this week. So actually, we did this. I'm going to go over our parlays last week that we missed on. It just, this year hasn't been a good year for us as far as picking parlays. But on Nate, he missed. He took one of the NFL teasers from FanDuel. I apologize. Yeah, FanDuel, he's where he usually does it, I think, if I'm correct. But he missed on that. I mean, it's one of those. So if you don't know what a teaser is, where you pick games, but you buy points. So he usually buys them with 6 points. So, and this one actually was over and under, and he took all the unders and everything, and some of these games just didn't hit. I'm going to go over mine, week 14 parlay. I took the Steelers-Vikings 43.5 under, Giants-Chargers 43 under, Bears-Packers 43 under, and Jags Titans 43.5 under. Took the under on all of that. The only one I hit on was the Jags Titans game, as they scored 20 points. The Bears and Packers, they scored 75 total. Giants and Chargers went 58 over. Steelers and Vikings 62. So ended up being a lot of high scoring games this past week, for considering the weather in some of these places. Our survivor pool. So last week, Nate, Cards over Bears, he hit. This week, he has taken the Titans over the Jags. So see how that one pans out. Now it's probably a time to pick the Titans over Jags with all the turmoil happening with the firing of Urban Meyer. My results last week, I was Chargers over the Giants as I hit. That was an easy pick. This week, I'm taking Cowboys over Washington. So if you're still in the survivor pools and they're going this long, I know you're probably at a point where you might not be able to pick these teams, but if you can, there you go. We're just throwing some picks out there for you to pick. let's jump into our pick 'em, spread 'em with points. Let's go over results first. Last week, Nate went 4-1, had a great week on his picks. I actually went 4-1 too, so we had a great week as far as picking them with spreads. So as far as Nate, he took the Falcons +2.5 over the Panthers as they hit, and the Falcons won 29-21. Cowboys -4 over the Washington football team as they hit, as they won 27-20. That was back and forth game and everything. So injuries came out of that game. So, but they did hit. Broncos -8 versus the Lions. He hit on that as the Broncos demolished the Lions 38-10. Bengals -1 over San Francisco. Missed on that one. That was his miss, as San Francisco ended up winning that game 26-23. Last one for Nate would be the Tampa Bay -3 over Buffalo. He hit on that as, like I said earlier, 6 points in overtime, 33-27 Bucks. My pick'em for last week was Minnesota -3 over the Steelers. They hit by 8. I also took the Cowboys -4.5 over the Washington football team as they hit by 7. Detroit +8.5 to the Broncos. Missed on this by a lot. Thought, you know, after the Lions had that win, they might be able to come in and get a second win against the Broncos, as that did not happen. I also took Packers -12.5 over the Bears. They hit by scoring 15 over them. Bucks -3.5 over the Bills as they hit by 6. So, like I said, a great week as far as pickings. We both went 4-1. Let's go ahead and jump into what we're calling for this week. I am taking the Raiders -1 to the Browns. Browns are going to be dealing with a lot of COVID issues this week. Baker ain't playing. Kareem Hunt ain't playing. Jarvis Landry might not play. And multiple players from the defense, too. So, my team, the Raiders, they've been struggling and everything, but I like them coming in and covering by this -1 over the Browns. They easily win this game, I believe. And, yeah, -1. I'm taking the Raiders. Cowboys, -11 to the Giants. Excuse me. Get a drink real quick. Daniel Jones is out. Mike Glenn is probably going to be playing. I'm sure he'll be clear for the game and everything, but, they ain't going to be able to keep up with Cowboys. Cowboys -11 to the Giants. I like this one. Cardinals -12.5 to the Lions. This one's an easy one. D-Hop not going to be playing, out for the season. They're going to rest his knee, hopefully for him to be ready for the playoffs. But, yes, Cardinals -12.5 as last week Kyler Murray just looking good, like coming back from his injuries, looking real good. Now, James Conner, he got tweaked up a little bit during this game. He had a great game last week. Possibility of him playing, but Edmonds might be back this week too. Bengals +2.5 to the +2.5 to the Broncos. Cincinnati's been reeling the last two games, lost. I think they bounced back in this game. I like the +2.5 to the Broncos, so that will be my fourth pick. Packers -5 to the Ravens. Lamar might not be playing this game. He might play. He got hurt last week. First quarter of the game. Huntley looked good and everything, but these are the Packers. Packers defense is pretty solid, so I like the Packers -5 to the Ravens, even if Jackson is playing. Rams -4.5 to the Hawks. Rams, if you didn't see that game this past week, they look good, man. Look real good. Hawks just don't know what's going on with them, man. It's the end of an era in that up in Washington and everything. So I like them. Rams 4.5 to the Seahawks. Vikings -3.5 to the Bears. That will be my last pick 'em. Let's go over Nate's. Nate's for this week: Dolphins -10 to the Jets. Cowboys -10.5 to the Giants. Cardinals -12.5 to the Detroit. 49ers -9 versus the Falcons. He also is taking the Bengals with me, +2.5 to the Broncos. And he has also taken the Rams, -4.5 to the Seahawks. That is our picks for this week. And like I was saying earlier, Nate was unable to join us today. Taking care of the family, had to work late. I think he got home back about 2-3 hours ago after working overnight, pulling a double and everything, and he has to go back in this morning and everything. So wasn't able to hop in. Hey, Nate, don't worry, man. I got you. We'll see you next week and everything. Last thing I want to go over was last week on our show, a little extra read all about it kind of stuff, MMA. So we had a big fight this past weekend. I picked Dustin Poirier over Charles Oliveira. I really thought Poirier would dominate that game, but Mr. Charles choked him out. Ended up winning the match. So great win for him as he is the new champ in his division. Shocker here. This was a big shocker, but I kind of called it last week because I was really – it was Amanda Nunes over Juliana Pena fight. I said last week this was one of those fights that when a champ has been a champ for a while, kind of gets lulled into just that everyday grind and everything and really doesn't have it in him and everything. And then you got this upcomer Juliana Pena wanting to make a name and everything. And guess what? She upsetted Amanda Nunes, who's been the champ for, what, the last 3 years, 3-4 years, I want to say, dominating every lady in their divisions and stuff like that. But an upset. You know, I did pick Nunes over Pena, but last week I also stated that this could be the one that makes that upset, and it did happen. I don't know if you watched it, but it was a great fight. That is it, my ladies and gents. Like always, hey, look, jump on toolstitles.com, check us out. You can follow all of us. Let me get this up here, matter of fact. You can follow all the guys at Toolist Titles on Twitter. Hey, we all jump on. We comment on a lot of things, post a lot of things. Anytime you guys have any questions, come and check us out on Twitter, on our site, on YouTube. Shoot those questions at us. We got episodes basically every day of the week and everything. So come on, jump in the chat. Shoot us some lineup questions tonight. DFS with Coach Mike and Joe, they'll be on their show, get them giving a little taste of that DFS and everything. So make sure you jump on and watch them tonight before the game tonight. It should be a great game between the Chargers and the Chiefs. Hopefully Chargers win. But besides that, hey, I appreciate you all jumping on. Nate, we'll see you next week, man. Hey, look, it's Christmas season, playoff season. Man, who can't tell me that December ain't one of the best months of the year, man? And with that, we will be closing out. Peace. Y'all have a great day. Merry Christmas. Go spend some money on the kids. Y'all have a great day.